My name is Tom Witt. I'm one of the musicians this week. I want to welcome you to worship this evening. Tonight, we will be praying in a style of prayer borrowed from the communities of Taizé, France, the Iona community of Scotland, and a style of prayer further developed by worshiping communities here at Holden during the late 1990s and then the early part of this century. Tonight's liturgy, called Prayers Around the Cross for the Healing of the Nations, was written by Susan Briel for a national church event in 2004, and it's been published along with about a dozen other services created here in the village in a book called Holden Prayer Around the Cross, available in the Holden bookstore. And while the room will be darkened this evening, inviting silence and stillness for our prayer. But before that happens, I want to draw your attention to a couple of visual symbols in our space. At the heart of our gathering tonight is a map of the world created by Lori Hayes Kirshner this past year that will allow our prayers this evening to cross borders as we hold up the nations of our wounded world. And also at the heart of our gathering, behind the map, stands a tree, a sculpture created by Sister Paula Turnbull, a sister of the Holy Names, an artist beloved in Spokane, her home, and known throughout North America. She made it in 1999 in preparation for that summer's Holden theme, Beneath the Tree of Life. And its trunk and its branches are made of pipes that she salvaged from the third level mine here at Holden. Its leaves are made of copper, the ore that first brought miners to this valley. And for 13 years, it's been rooted beside the ark, bearing its 12 different kinds of fruit. Sister Paula returned to the village this week to renew this tree, to repair broken branches and replace missing leaves. And with the help of Lisa, Bren, and Sean, she has completed her work. So please welcome and thank Sister Paula. The music for tonight's service is easily learned without the aid of a printed resource. We'll be singing short refrains that are repeated over and over again, allowing the words to wash over us and seep into our souls. For most of these chants, a cantor will sing first, and then you are invited to join in after listening. We want to teach you just one of those that's a little bit longer. It has a familiar tune, but we're going to ask Marty to teach that now to us.
The tune will be familiar. Just repeat the words back. Only you, O God, and you alone.
Only you, O God, and you alone.
The broken heart console.
The broken heart console.
Only you, O God, and you alone.
Only you, O God, and you alone.
The wounded world make whole. Now listen to the melody once. Only you, O God, and you alone, the broken heart console.
Only you, O God, and you alone.
Broken heart.
The wounded world made whole.
heart console, the wounded world make whole.
Again, that will be sung for you first by a cantor, and then you're invited to join in. Our service will conclude with a benediction and dismissal, but the room will remain darkened for those who wish to remain here in prayer, so that we ask whenever you do decide to leave, you do so quietly and take your conversation away from this space so that it can remain a quiet place for meditation. We'll begin our service with a few moments of silence.
We gather tonight beneath the tree of life, the cross of Christ, the sign of God's unfailing love for us and for the whole creation. We come to hear God's promise to pardon, to strengthen, and to heal us. We come to pray for the healing of the nations and for the healing of our own lives and communities. We come at Christ's invitation. There will be a time during our prayer when you may come forward to sit or to kneel, to pray around the map of the world, to light a candle, and to remain as long as you desire. But for now, let us sit together in the quiet and prepare ourselves to hear the promise of Scripture.
Brothers and sisters, the prophet Isaiah announced the coming day when God would create a new heaven and a new earth, when neither the sound of weeping nor the cry of distress would be heard, when the wolf and the lamb would feed together, and God would console every broken heart and heal the wounded world.
Only you, O God, and you alone, the broken heart console. Only you, O God, and you alone, the wounded world may call.
In the revelation to John, we see the day that Isaiah prophesied, dawning in the crucified and risen Christ, in whom God comes to make all things new.
A reading from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the God, home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and God will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away."
I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the rulers of the earth will bring their glory into it. People will come into it through the glory and the honor of the nations.
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
Oh God, our rock and haven, our stronghold safe and sure, though earth be torn and shaken, in you we stand secure.
Word of God, word of life,
thanks be to God. Let us name before God the nations of the world, pleading for mercy and healing, for those places and peoples torn by ancient animosities or terrorized by new fears, those devastated by drought or disease, those crushed by poverty, oppression, or war, and those consumed with power, wealth, or greed.
Peace be yours.
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 Bangladesh and India.
Peace be yours.
Taiwan and China. Japan and Hong Kong, North and South Korea,
Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Australia, Papua New Guinea,
Iraq and Iran, Palestine and Israel, Afghanistan, Jordan, Syria and Turkey. For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
France and Spain, Switzerland and Italy, Romania, Slovenia, Czech and Slovak Republics,
Russia and Finland, Austria and Hungary, Croatia, Estonia, Latvia and Poland,
Norway and Sweden, Iceland and Denmark,
peace be yours.
Netherlands and Germany,
peace be yours.
Ireland and England,
peace be
yours. For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
For the
South Africa, Angola,
peace be yours.
Madagascar, Namibia,
peace be yours.
Botswana, Malawi,
peace be yours.
Mozambique, Zimbabwe,
peace be yours.
Sierra Leone,
peace be yours.
Montenegro,
peace be yours.
Senegal, Liberia, Cameroon, Nigeria,
Tanzania and Sudan, Kenya and Congo, Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea, Rwanda, for the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
Bolivia and Chile,
peace be yours.
Uruguay, Paraguay,
peace be yours.
Ecuador, Guyana,
peace be yours.
Brazil and Argentina,
Colombia, Venezuela,
peace be yours.
Costa Rica, Mexico,
peace be yours.
Salvador, Honduras,
peace be yours.
Nicaragua, Guatemala,
peace be yours.
Greenland and Canada,
peace be yours.
Haiti and Jamaica,
peace be yours.
United States and Cuba,
peace be yours.
All immigrants and exiles,
peace be yours.
For the nations of the world,
peace be yours.
And for all their peoples,
peace be yours.
For each tribe and family,
peace be yours.
And for all creation, for the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
Come, you who hunger for justice. Come feast on God's promise to feed the hungry, lift up the lowly, and set the captive free.
Come, you who thirst for mercy. Come drink from the water of life, God's power to pardon, strengthen, and heal.
Come, you who long for peace, peace among nations and between peoples, peace in our homes and our hearts, the peace of God that passes understanding.
Come, all who are weary and heavy laden, come to the river of life, lay down your burdens, and pour out your prayers before the throne of the Lamb.
When the singing begins again, come as you are drawn to sit or to kneel and pray. Take and light a votive from one of the baskets. Let its light be a sign of hope for a place in the world that needs our prayers. Stay as long as you desire. You who remain seated, lift your prayers in silence and in song.
Dona nobis pacem, Domine. Dona nobis pacem, Domine.
Dona nobis pacem, Domine. Dona nobis pacem, Domine.
No. Christ our peace. You break down the walls that divide us. Christ our peace. Come, make us one body in you.
Jew or Greek, no longer slave or free, no longer male or female, now you are one in Christ. And we who had no hope, who lived apart from God, we who were far from mercy, now are brought near in Christ.
Bumbalela, 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 bumba 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 bumba, oh bumba, bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bamba 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 bamba, oh bamba, bamba lela, bamba lela, bamba lela.
Gathering our many prayers into one, let us pray. You are gracious and merciful, O God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You draw near to those who call upon you, crying out from their hearts Hear our cries, receive our prayers, and fill us with your blessing. Until, needy no longer, your whole creation sings your praise through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
You may go quietly in peace or remain to pray.
Still. Across Africa, Latin America, in North America. Creek Valley.
with me.